Each and every one of the bells that were rung, names that were read, candles that were lit represent a story, the story of someone's life. And today, as we did last week and will in a couple of the weeks to come, we're creating space to hear more of those stories in person together. And so I'm very grateful to Dan and Max for coming to be with us today to share a little bit of your story as a couple, to answer a couple questions that we've been inviting the congregation to reflect upon. And so I want to start with the question that I offered you ahead of time to think about. What does a home where all belong mean to you?
I think for us, we came upon the scene, 4 years ago on a Christmas Eve. And from the moment we walked in and the people we met and the messaging and everything we encountered was the love, the openness, the welcoming of this church, and that it's also tied to action. This a lot of positive messaging, activity, everything is tied together. There's actually action tied to those intentions.
Now, having experienced this and what it means to you, you both have been active in helping share this home where all belong, to build it with us as a community. Why is that important to you? Why is building a home where all belong important to extend to other people?
Well, I think we all know someone or friends or family who have somehow, for some reason or another, have gone away from the church and just did not feel welcome whatsoever. And though Dan and I have always been very active in our church family since we were children, more so when since we've been adults with our children who are now adults themselves, but we were always in leadership roles and always very active, but in our last church, things just somewhat fell apart. Our safe space, as I would like to say, was just ripped apart from us after about 4 years. And just coming back to a warm, welcome, loving church with no agendas. There's no guilt and there's no pressure. There's always need for assistance, but there's no guilt or come on, you have to do this. But the biggest thing is that to be part of a church family who loves you, but there's always a but. We love you, but, or we really appreciate your help with this, but. And when your safe space is taken away from you that way, and that's what church is to us, it's just very hurtful.
So that sense of you're welcome here, but was something you encountered at your previous place of worship, which actually leads nicely into the third question we've been asking of one another, which is, how has a home where all belong cared for or tended to you in a time of need?
I think God's timing was very evident. We had, after we had had our last experience, we had been away from the church for a while where we pondered what we needed and what was meant for us. And like I said, when we came upon Highlands, that was our answer. We had been part of a seed church for another Methodist church, and it had been very successful, and we had built a family there. And unfortunately, when the economy crashed, so did the seed church, so it was never fully developed. And we had decided to try another church, actually a neighborhood church, that we thought the proximity was good. And we attended for, like Max said, 3.5, 4 years. And we're very active in everything that we could be, as we always try to be, and had made some good friends. But suddenly one week, the pastor came to us with one of the elders and said a group had complained that we were taking communion. And so we were asked to refrain from taking communion while the church pondered what to do with that situation.
And by situation, you mean you as people?
Yes, who we were. We were told that the elements in communion were fenced and were to be guarded and to be taken care of. And they were not sure what to do with us or how to handle the situation of us wanting to take communion. Needless to say, this has a happy ending. I think that's the good news, is we stepped away from that church, not just from communion, but from that church, and that's when we ended up here. And I think obviously it was the path God meant for us, and he had obviously a role for us somewhere else. And we're very thankful for that. We're thankful for the church family we found here when we needed it. And the Highlands really did and has and continues to care for us.
I have a colleague who said her goal was for her congregation to be a church of the last chance. And I was like, that seems a little harsh, giving people only this is their last chance. She goes, oh, Brad, you've got it backwards. I want my church to be the church when people say I'm only giving church one last chance, that they'll feel home here. And I'm grateful that you were willing to give church another chance and be with us. And we're very grateful for your story and your presence. Thank you guys so much. In just a few moments, you are going to be invited to this table. This table with bread and with juice. And when I say in just a few moments you will be invited, I mean all of you, no exceptions. What is shared at this table is a symbol of the loving and radical hospitality of a gracious God. What is demonstrated in the breaking of bread and the sharing of the cup is that nothing can separate us from the love of God. It's also a reminder that we are all united and bound together. And then we get the opportunity to embody God's love for the world. That love, the love we are invited to at this table, is embodied in us individually and embodied in us as a community. Everything we seek to do in this place, every child we nurture, every prayer that we lift, every activity that we host, every injustice we seek to correct, every relationship we build, all of it, everything we do here, every aspect of our day-to-day ministry is meant to be an extension of this table and the welcome that it offers to all people. And you make that possible. You do. Everything we do here, everything we create as a space for others in the community to do here, it's all made possible through you. Stories like Max and Dan's, sadly, are not unique. I mean, they are unique, and yet they're more common than you would imagine. For so many different reasons for each and every one of us. Times the world or other places have said no or said you're not good enough. And I get to sit with people on a regular basis and hear these stories of how in a time of need or hurt or loss or struggle or in a time of joy and celebration and opportunity, the church has enabled people to see themselves made whole and experience God's love. This is why we do what we do. And it's also why that we're asking you to consider these questions. What does building a home where all belong mean to you? What's your story of why that matters? Because your story is important. How has a home where all belong tended to or cared for you? Your story matters. And likewise, why do we want to extend? Why do you want to be a part of helping a home where all belong reach others and care for our community? These answers matter. And we ask you to consider these questions prayerfully, to think about what God can do through you. We ask these questions so that we will be more mindful and aware of what God is already doing, and God is doing great things through each of you in this place. We ask these questions so that we might be reminded that we give not as some sort of obligation. We don't give so that we will receive. Instead, we give as an act of gratitude for the welcome and love that we have already received, and as a way of making sure that welcome and love will be extended to others. This week, we're going to send out pledge cards. They'll arrive electronically first as an email that you can fill out. We'll also have paper ones available next week here in worship. And that pledge card is going to invite you to reflect on these questions. What does it mean to you? How has it cared for you? Why do you want to extend it to others? These same questions you heard Max and Dan answer for themselves. These questions are meant to center us on what God is doing in our midst, because the answers are the most important thing that happens in this place. It is the many different answers to these questions that make me so honored to ask for your support. I don't just stand up here asking you to give of what you have and what you do and who you are just to keep the doors open around here. You know, if, well, I'll just keep giving, we can all just still be here and that'll work fine. Goodness gracious, if this congregation ever exists simply to exist, I will lock the doors and put a for sale sign in the yard myself. That is not what we're here for. We are not here just to be here. We are here to make a difference in this world. It is meaningful, life-changing, world-transforming answers to these questions that are worthy of all that we offer and worthy of what God seeks to do in our midst. That's actually why my family gives $500 a month. We believe that what God is doing in this place is worth 10% of what we take in every month. And we know it's used to great ends. My family joins you in generosity so that this table where all are welcome, this home where all belong, can continue to reach out to those who have been told no, to those who have been told only if, well, honestly, to reach out to all those who have been told anything other than you are welcomed and loved. We are all invited to be a part of extending this table of grace, extending all of the ways that it reaches out through the day-to-day ministry of this place. It's actually something reflected in communion itself. The prayer of consecration, the most sacred moment in our communion liturgy, it says this: make this the bread and cup. Make this for us the body and love of Christ, so that in turn we might be the body of Christ for the world. The gifts on this table that we receive so freely represent God's love made real in Jesus. And here's the amazing thing. God is asking the same thing to happen in us, that in sharing in communion, we might be the incarnation, that God's love would be made real in each of us for the world today. This is why when we say God is building a home where all belong, it can't just be a cute and marketable phrase with nothing to back it up. Building a home where all belong is meant to be convicting. It is meant to be a foundational invitation for each of us to let God love and serve all people through us. And this idea finds its source at this table. Since the first breaking of the bread, when Jesus held that unleavened bread in hands that were just hours away from being nailed to a cross, when he held that bread and gave thanks and looked at his friends, the men and women who had chosen to follow him, he invited them to continue the work that he had begun. He invited them to build a home where all belong. And then those friends, they went out and they broke bread with others. And they told the story. They told Jesus' story, a story of love, acceptance, justice, and hope. And all those who heard the story were then invited to join in the work that was being carried on. And then they shared the invitation. And so did the people they broke bread with and the people they broke bread with, until we find ourselves at this table today breaking bread once again. The story has been carried on invitation by invitation again and again across decades that became centuries that have become millennia. From that first breaking until ours, the invitation has been passed. Our building a home where all belong scripture from Ephesians articulates it this way: God used the apostles and the prophets for the foundation, and now God is using you, fitting you in brick by brick, stone by stone, with Jesus as the cornerstone that holds all the parts together. You see, there is a place for you in what God is doing, a place that's just for you, a place that only you can fill. This place will not be complete without you and what God seeks to do through you, simply by being who you are, just as God did through all those beautiful saints who came before us. That is the invitation that Christ offers in this sacred moment, that God's love might be made real to the world in and through you, as we share in this grace together. Amen.